Blog Talk Radio.
You see it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give Him honor. Give Him glory. Worship Him in this place. Hallelujah. Worthy Thou art, God. We bless the name of Jesus. We honor Him for His word. There's no one like Him. Hallelujah. Talk about John, but the Bible says that the Lord God shall be exalted. Hallelujah. He's majestic. He's radiant. The Apostle Paul speaks of the majesty of God when he says, and now unto Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. To Him be glory and honor, and we give glory to God right now in this place. Holy,
open your mouth and just begin to whisper something to Him. Tell Him how much you love Him. Come on, tell Him. Tell Him. Tell Him. Come on, you tell Him. I want to hear you tell Him. Oh God, if you don't ever do anything else, you've already done enough. You've done so much for me until I'm behind in my worship. If you stopped moving in my life right now, it would take me 1,000 years to give you all the praise that's due your name. My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. The praise that's due you. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy and tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight? Come off of your mind. We worship you.
And it certainly doesn't matter what the battle is. It certainly doesn't matter what that valley looks like. It doesn't matter what that Red Sea is. We know that we serve an awesome God. Welcome and good evening. Welcome to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Please call someone, text someone, and let them know we are on the air. Live. Today is Monday, February the 27th, 2012. The chat room is open for comments and questions. Feel free to respond at your will. And for our first-time listeners, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for the family where we will talk about some of the struggles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. This also leads to discussions that may come up as a result of residue from these issues of life. So, let's talk. Grab your pen, grab your paper, so that you can write these important information down. My email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds, O-D-D, S as in Sam, underscore, against, A-G-A-I-N-S-T, underscore, U@yahoo.com. You may email me, and please, on the subject line, simply put, capital V, capital A, capital O. Leave your message on my confidential voicemail is another option. You may dial 641-715-3900. Again, that's 641-715-3900. Extension is 343-658. Pound. The extension is 343-658-pound. You may leave an extended message with your prayer request, your concern, what have you. And lastly, you may visit my website at www.oddsagainstyou.com. Webs, W-E-B as in boy, S as in Sam, .com. That's www.oddsagainstyou.web as in boy, S as in Sam.com. And simply go to contact us, leave your comments, concern, and I will respond accordingly. Again, we welcome you for joining us. We certainly have had a powerful month in the month of February. We have celebrated Black history. We have buried the dead things that weighed us down. We had special guests on last week, Teresa out of England. She has shared her story. She has given you information. She has given you her testimony on how she overcame her obstacles. And in return, as we also buried dead weights, we in return, we have taken the shackles and we've used them for our success. We've used the silence to let other people know that we are alive, you are alive, and celebrating life. We celebrate not looking like what we've been through. We are winners. Amen. We are winners. We have gotten in touch with our feelings. And we have become overcomers. We have victory in Christ. We have victory in transformation. We have victory in restoration in those battles, those obstacles, or those Red Seas. How about that? Or our valley experiences. At the beginning of the year, if you recall, I spoke some things. I said some things. I decreed some things. And we talked about the year 2012. Today's date is February the 27th, 2012. So let's go there. 2012, we talked about 20 representing redemption. 20 represents restoration. 20 represents gaining things, recovering some things. Those things that were stolen, those things that were lost, those things that were buried, those things that were forgotten. 12 represents order. We can take that a whole lot of ways. It represents order, divine order. It represents government. It represents election. It represents judgment. Well, what I did was I broke that down, and I said to you that 12 broken down, 1 represents order, primary order. It represents new. It represents beginning. It represents unity. 2 represents separation. We just talked about burying those dead things, right? We talked about separating light from darkness. We talked about wholeness. We talked about division. We talked about relationship. Today is the 27th day of February. Now we go back to 2. 2 representing separation. It represents witnessing. I am especially tickled in the fact that we just had a funeral, and we buried the dead things, and we talked about, and we talked to those that remain. So we witnessed to those things, to those people who are still living, those things, those people who are still here. So we witnessed. We had responders, Dr. Dew, Ms. Carla, Ms. Karen, who witnessed. They gave their testimony. They gave their response. They told you their story. They told you what they went through. They told you how they overcame. They told you what they recovered. 7. 7 represents completeness. 7 represents a finished work. 7 represents perfection. 7 represents rest. 7 represents perfection in the spirit. And I'm talking to the masses. So I'm going back and forth. I'm talking to the masses. You'll get it. So when we put all of that together, I hear a threefold here. 3 represents also perfection. It also represents witness. It also represents divine fulfillment. So if we got threefold for the month of February, we also had threefold in representing 2 and 20. 12. And we represent the fact that today is the 27th day. So we've got completeness. That is power-packed. That is absolutely power-packed. We are so excited at what is happening, that we have recovered some things, that we buried some things, that we have taking some things back, that we have overcome. We're victorious. We stand against all odds. We stand in unity. We stand against all odds. Now, what do we do with that? We love. We take that which was meant for our demise, and turn it into love. We walk in forgiveness. We love. We love, we draw. We love agape love. That philos love, that brotherly love. Not tough love. Tough love and agape love is not the same love. Because agape love is loving your brother unconditionally. Loving them despite what they've done to you. Loving them in spite of themselves. Loving them because that's just the right thing to do. The month of February was powerful because we have overcome some things. We've learned to act. We've learned to set limits. We've learned how to deal with our pain. We learned how to deal with our grief. We've learned how to deal with our depression. We've learned how to deal with the thoughts of the suicide. We've learned to understand, to be compassionate, as compassionate as we can. We've learned to ask what we need. We learned to go to our support. We've learned how to reach out to others. We've learned how to trust. And for those who are standing in the role of support, we've learned how not to ignore. Those who are hurting, we've learned not to turn the other way. We've learned not to ignore those that are bleeding out. And to others, those who are walking in victory, those who are surviving, those who have survived, we've learned not to ignore that hurt. We've learned not to be quiet. We've learned to be in touch with our feelings. We've learned how to not smooth things over. We've learned not to make excuses for other people in their wrong. We've learned how to make them accountable. We've learned how to tell people that it's okay to feel the hurt, to feel the pain, to feel the grief. We've learned how to be vulnerable at the same time. We've learned how to trust. We've learned how to look for those who have our best interests at heart. We've learned how to seek help. We've learned how to shake the feelings when we're not quite sure what's going on, when we've had a flashback or something reminds us. We've learned how to be okay with our feelings. We've learned to be patient. It takes time. Remember, healing is a continuum. And 2 weeks ago, we've learned how to lighten our load. We've learned how to let go. How awesome is that? We've learned how to shake off those things that have weighed down. We've learned how to not keep secrets. We've learned how to reach out when we're having a crisis period. We've learned how to take control in a correct way. I'm taking my time because I want this to sink in, how much we have gained. We've learned how to stand up to our abusers for some. For some, we're still working, a work in progress. That's okay. That is absolutely okay. We have learned how to trust. What are we trusting? We're trusting ourselves. We're trusting ourselves We're trusting others. Yes. We're learning who to trust. We're reestablishing family ties for some. We're learning how to move from that transition of being a victim to a victor, yes. We're learning how to have active support, meaning we're learning how to reach out to our support system, whether that be friend, family, whether that be another agency, whether that be a psychologist, a social worker. We're learning to put support in place. It is okay. And we're learning how to trust God in our situation. We're learning how to drop things off. We're learning how to reach up and reach out. Yes. We have come a long way with our healing. And healing can be mutual. Because for some who had to go back and talk to that abuser, it became a mutual healing process for both parties. For some. For others, that may not necessarily be the case. But guess what? It's a work in progress. If they're still living, just don't give up hope. We have hope. In my situation, and I'm self-disclosing, that was not the case. They're 6 feet under. But they did have the opportunity. Whether they took it or not, that's another story for another day. They didn't take it. Oh, well. But guess what? I still had to forgive. Remember, we talked about gaining control, keeping control, gaining our power back, that thing that was stripped from us, power, and being vulnerable and being in a world where we felt that we had no control over what was going on with us or to us for that matter. And now we've used those tools that I have laid out, and we've used our weapons, and we're using them. We're writing things down. We're reaching out. We're journaling. We're learning how to forgive. We're learning to say no. We're learning to stand up. We're learning to take control. We're using our tools. And, of course, when we begin to heal, we've got to learn how to love. That Philos love, that love that says, you know what, despite what I'm feeling, I'm going to rise above what I'm feeling, and I'm going to love you anyway. Love draws. It has a drawing power. Now, for some who are not healed and who have residue, they'll look at love and they'll just squash it and they'll tear it up. And they'll reject love. Guess what? That's not your problem. Don't own it. That's not your problem. Don't own it. You love, and if you need to walk away, you drop that love seed and you keep it moving. After a while, it just might come up when you least expect. And then, of course, talked about suicide, dealing with suicide, dealing with the struggle of not being able to handle, not being able to carry that. We talked about dealing with suicide and that suicidal thought. For some, they didn't make it. That's why we had a funeral and we talked to those who remain. And for those who didn't make it, we grieve for them. Whitney Houston didn't make it. A whole lot of them didn't make it. And the only thing we can do is celebrate the good part. We can celebrate life. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're celebrating life. We're celebrating victory against all odds. Funny thing, I didn't know what I was going to talk about today. I did have something in mind in reference to things, actually, because this is a continuum. There are those who have made it, who have walked in victory. There are those who are walking in victory. And then you have those who are just starting out here new in 2012. For you, we'll walk through the same process again. We'll have another funeral. As you get there, this is a continuum. We'll do this again. We'll talk about it again. We'll talk about those feelings. For you, it is a process. For you who have been injured, you've got hurt and anger. There's one thing about feelings. We all have feelings. Feelings kind of come with the package. Feelings are all the time, all day long. Funny thing about those feelings, they just tend to show up. They respond to the right now happening in our life. Those feelings, they're just always there. And it's a spectrum, of feelings. They go from one to another. And from one feeling to the next feeling to the next feeling, you don't always get to choose. They just kind of bubble right up. Funny thing about those feelings, they're there when we're not even thinking about them. How do I know that? Well, when you experience loss, you're sad and you're grieved. When you get a new job, a new home, or a new baby, there's joy and happiness. So we have feelings. And when we throw in trauma to our feelings, those feelings get tangled, they get shifted. That feeling response happens for individuals differently. We respond differently with our feelings, but then there is that normal package. And after we experience trauma, our feelings take a shift. Some are buried. Some go into survival mode because we'll do whatever we need to do to survive. And we take our feelings and we shift them to do that. Like I said earlier, feelings are a package deal. You don't get to pick and choose. To feel means to open up that full spectrum of feelings. And the more you can accept your feelings with trying to judge, the easier it is for us to experience them, work with them, learn from them, learn from your feelings, learn from your feelings. Yes, be willing to learn from your own feelings. We must get in touch with our own feelings. We must pay attention to our own feelings. We must learn to honor our own feelings.
We must be able to communicate with our feelings. But here is the most important thing. If you don't remember anything else I say, remember this right here. Remember that our feelings, we must not allow our feelings to manage us or control us. We must learn to manage and have control over our feelings. I'm going to say that again. We must not allow our feelings to manage us or control us. We must manage and control, have control over our feelings. Have you ever seen a person who's out of control? That's a mess. Gets you in all kinds of trouble. But when we can manage and control our feelings, it looks something like this. You're in the store, or you're driving and someone cuts you off. If you are in control of your feelings, you just grit your teeth and smile and say, God bless you. You know, because your thought process is going to be they're in a rush or they have an emergency. But when our feelings control us, ooh, I can't say that on the air. That's a mess. It's called road rage, last I checked. That's the difference between us managing our feelings and our feelings managing us. And when we can manage our feelings, then we are empowered. There's something about being able to manage your feelings and being in control of those feelings. When we do that, we have much more success, and we're able to graduate to the next level, the next part of our life, and people don't mind coming to us, because when we manage our feelings and our thought process, then we are able to draw others because they see that you are one, you are in control, that you have self-restraint. It's a very powerful thing. But when we've experienced hurt, when we've experienced pain, when we've experienced grief, when we've experienced depression, we've experienced sexual abuse, we've experienced child abuse, those feelings get interrupted and we go through a process that is not pretty. And for some, it takes a while because now our feelings have control over us because of something, an outside entity, something that had control of us. For me, in order to survive, I shut them down. And I just began to walk around with suppressed feelings. For others, they express them outwardly. I took my feelings on the inside, so not to cause havoc on, you know, that people could see, I suffered in silence. So I had an internal war going on. I had an internal battle. I had warfare within. Others, that may not be your story. But the bottom line is, they're out of control. Whether they're internally shut down, you're no longer expressing those feelings the way we were supposed to. For me, that meant I was angry, I was hurt, I was mad. I was mad. I wanted to spit nails. I wanted to hurt somebody. I wanted to kill somebody. But because there was a certain part of me that had a little bit of thought to it, I would think before I spoke, I thought before I reacted. I had some control, but I was still mad. I was still hurt. I suffered in silence. And then I turned them all off because I just didn't want to feel anything at all anymore. So you could say what you wanted. I would just look at you. For others, they fight. They do drugs. They join gangs. They become promiscuous. I heard someone talk about homosexuality and hurt. That's a conversation for a lot of people. But, for, you know, that is a road traveled. I've had testimonies where some have recovered and are walking in victory out of homosexuality because of what? Because of hurt, because of abuse. That's a whole nother story that we can get into. But these are the residue. This is the residue of hurt, of anger, of grief, of depression, of domestic violence. Domestic violence was one of those things that I don't wish on anybody. I want to tell you a story. Was driving yesterday. No, I'm sorry, Saturday. And for whatever reason, I happened to look up. There was a car that was behind me. And what got my attention was the man was so mad with his wife, he shook the car. I thought he was going to hit her. And guess what? He was mad. He pulled up beside me. He didn't even see anybody else. He was so enraged at that woman sitting on the other side of that car. He could have hit her. Because why? She made him late. That is feelings out of control. That's when we talk about the feelings having control us, and the feelings having those feelings being in control instead of you being in control of it. Instead of you managing your feelings, the feelings are managing you. That is a prime example. And I watched him. I drove behind him all the way to the mall. He rant and raved, threw his hands up, and I began to pray for that woman. Because you could just see the hurt and the withdrawal on her face, That was, it made me think. It made me really, really think that there are so many suffering in silence. I really didn't mean to say all that this evening. I didn't even know where I was going. But somebody listening needs to hear this evening. So we are going to continue to use our tools, use our weapons. Learn how to use our tools, learn how to use our weapons as we continue to gain strength, be encouraged, walk in victory, untangle webs, break the silence, join together, so that we can reach out, help others, walk in unity, be that voice. Let others know that we stand, we are standing, we're walking in transformation, we're walking in restoration, that we're recovering, that we know how to love, that we'll have healthy relationships. The Dr. Dews, the Teresas, the Laura Smiths, the others.
Thank you, Dr. Dew.
I didn't know where I was going with this. I just know that after we have talked, after we have laid things down, after we have dropped things off, after we've gotten rid of some of those weights, not to say that weights won't come back, not to say that there are others that are still carrying. I am fully aware that there are others that are listening that have just begun this walk. I haven't forgotten you. We will do this. You can go back and listen. We will continue to talk. But today is the last day of the last Monday of February. So I wanted to just recap such a powerful, powerful month. Black history, we've come a long way. We still have ways to come. We have ways to go. We've really done some powerful things this month. We've celebrated. We've rejoiced. We've cried. But guess what? We're still standing. We are winners. And I thank each and every one who have just stuck this out with me. I thank you for helping me celebrate increase, helping me celebrate changing, helping me celebrate victory, helping me celebrate this walk and answering that call and allowing people to know that we are alive, we are well, we are moving, we are changing, we're shift changers. I am glad that you allowed yourself to walk in victory, that you're no longer locked up in your mind, that you're no longer sick, that your dreams are no longer shattered, that you're no longer wounded in your flesh, that your egos are no longer bruised, that you know who you are, that you walk in courage, not in the spirit of fear, that you no longer walk in the spirit of doubt, that you see clearly, that you hear clearly, that you no longer are bound to drugs, that stolen innocence, you can begin to learn from that and reach out to others and turn it into a positive tool to help somebody else. That you can recover, that you have recovered, that we're no longer bound, that we're no longer quiet, that we are free. Yes, we are free. Now we go back and we recover the rest, that we walk in victory. I thank you for sticking it out, for being a support. And again, as I often say, if you desire to be a part of the program, please do not hesitate to call my confidential voicemail, 641-715-3900. Access code 343-658-pound. Again, it's 641-715-3900. My extension is 343-658-pound. Thank you for listening this evening. As I often say,
The month of March, I will give this announcement. We are getting ready to do a shift, and we're going to be bringing different nonprofit organizations on the air to talk about the resources that we have out there as you begin to recover, as you begin to connect people to resources, as you begin to reach out. I will be bringing various ministries, nonprofit ministries on the air to give them time to speak about what they're doing to give back. Also, on March the 27th, we will be live here in Raleigh, North Carolina, doing Take Back the Night. It will be a powerful, powerful time for survivors in the community. It will be live. It will be aired on television live. We will be a part of that. I am excited about that. We will be having various ones to represent Take Back the Night to come on the air to speak to you as we move forward to that. We will also have various other nonprofit organizations, not only in the state of North Carolina, but wherever you are in the United States. If you have a nonprofit organization and you would like to get free airtime to talk about what's out there in your area, what you have going on in reference to being able to help those who've been hurt, who are hurting, please, please, you may email me at odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds, O, D as in dog, F as in Sam, _against_U@yahoo.com. Or you may call me at 641-715-3900. Access code is 343-658-pound. Leave me your name, your ministry, your nonprofit organization. It doesn't have to necessarily be whatever you want, whatever that is, ministry, nonprofit organization, your contact information, and we can schedule you some airtime. You can talk about what it is that you do, how you can be of help, and we will make that happen. We are in this together. And again, you may go to my website, www.oddsagainstyou.webs.com. Again, that's www.oddsagainstyou.webs.com. And leave a go to the tab that says Contact Us, leave your comment, leave your name, your phone number, and I will get in touch with you and accordingly, and we will schedule airtime for you as well. I thank each and every one of you for listening this evening. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your continued prayers. I thank you for just being a part. And at this time, we are going to close out. Those that are in the chat room, thank you for listening. Do you have a question or comment? Please type it in. We'll be glad to answer. Doesn't have to give your name or anything of that nature. But I just thank you, those of you who are in the chat room, again, for listening. And we are going to close out with some music. And until not the first Monday in March, but the second Monday in March, we will be right back here, the second Monday in March,
and we will continue the broadcast. We will continue, and hopefully we will have our first nonprofit organization to come on the air and begin what I call nonprofit organization networking, DNA. And then we will work that all the way up until March the 28th, which is on a Wednesday night. We will be, again, live coming out of Raleigh, North Carolina, on the campus of North Carolina State University. We will be joining them live for Take Back the Night, which is a community effort for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is in April. We will be doing a lot of things for the month of April, and we will begin to spread our wings just a little bit and hear from various other organizations that deal with domestic violence, that deal with sexual violence, and just domestic abuse of those kinds in the month of April. So we have a lot to look forward to. And as time goes on, I will probably be increasing instead of once a week, we will be doing twice a week, if the Lord say the same. I thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening, those of you that are in the chat room, those of you who are in queue. And this has been a very humbling evening. I didn't know what I was going to say, but I thank each and every one of you again. And we're going to go ahead on and sign off with music until the second Monday in March. You all have a blessed evening and be blessed.
Glory, the name of Jesus.
give and worship.
Jesus.
The music don't even have to play.
Jesus.
For me to give and worship.
Jesus.
How I love him and oh yeah.
Jesus.
How I love him, oh yeah.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
See, I don't need a dance party, because I got Jesus.
Jesus.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done. When I think of his goodness and what he's done, look at him, son. I gotta give him glory.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Woo.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
Good night.